JFK kissed the wall, he'd still be here.
Don't get us canceled now. Let's see what's going on in Hollywood.
So what's the goal behind this film? To push Satan, normalize gender confusion, and celebrate sin? The younger they learn, the better. Stunning and brave. Back to you, Erica.
Truly inspiring stuff, Shapiro Steen. My executive producers just told me to share the real reason for society's downfall. Take a look at this.
This is the real problem. Too much joy, too much tradition. We'll fix that, have one pride flag and fractured home at a time.
It's June, Pride Month.
It's also Men's Mental Health
Month.
Yeah,
but no better time than now to let your junk hang out at the parade.
Jackie joins us live at the Pride Fest.
We're here live at Identity Fest, where sausage parties meet Scissor Central.
Today, I'm a pan-dimensional soul fox identifying as a pansexual.
Stunning and brave. Back to you, Erica.
What a powerful way to honor Men's Mental Health Month by not mentioning men at all.
That's right, Erica. In other news, parents who don't give their kids puberty blockers are going to jail. We go live to Tammy, reporting from the front lines of mental illness.
We're here with a parent who listened to the Jewish community. What inspired this journey?
He said he wants to be a girl.
That's so courageous.
Wow. That's
not gross at all.
No, it's really not. And now for the weather.
Artificial clouds forming over the Pacific, heavy aluminum particulates incoming with scattered bursts of direct energy interference. Could be another Lahaina. Stay alert.
Wow, climate change is wild today. Good thing Newsom emptied the water reservoirs. Wouldn't want people putting these fires out.
Welcome back to Jake GTV News. The average American can't figure out why they feel like absolute trash.
We go live to a triple boosted science truster who says,
it's just her genetics.
It's just genetic?
Yeah. Literally, I never eat red meat. I switched to seed oils only because, health. And here I am.
We're here with a man who's just glowing from head to toe. Sir, what's your secret to your health?
Statins and blood pressure meds. Hold up, I'm about to have a heart attack.
What's your secret?
Just avoid the sun. I have skin cancer. That's why I do this.
Good thing they listen to their doctors. Not much more they can actually do.
True. Let's thank Big Pharma for being the main source of funding of all of our propaganda.
Sponsored by Pfizer, the largest criminal organization to ever do it.
Can you believe we still trust those guys?
They have good lawyers. They're Jews. Anyways, we promised to take the red dye out of the Skittles.
Oh, thank God. Red dye was the real emergency. Let's not talk about the other colors, the fluoride, the chemtrails, and the deadly mRNA altering our DNA. Back to you, Jenny.
Thanks, John. We're here at the local 7-Eleven and want you focusing on what's in the candy. And this way, you won't notice the rising autism and heart disease in children.
Well, autism and child heart disease isn't that big of a deal. It's not like the jab causes turbo cancer or anything. Jessica goes live to find out how to prevent it.
How are we going to prevent cancer?
Do you know how much commission I make off chemo treatment? Next question.
What's the best way to stay healthy in today's world?
The key to getting healthy is lowering your cholesterol. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Look, just trust your fat doctor. He once watched a one-hour lecture on nutrition.
We interviewed Harvard scholars to find out why.
If you want to know the truth, we rigged the books to make you docile. You're cattle to us. Read the Talmud.
Breaking news, asking questions might be an early symptom of anti-Semitism and being extremely based.
How fun.
Right? Dennis, take it away. Last time I noticed, I almost got JFK'd, if you know what I'm talking about. Those people are making society fake and gay. We go live with a homosexual at the Bop House.
How does it feel to listen to the Jewish community?
I'll never have a real relationship. Self-love, baby.
Love it. We go live to the founders of OnlyFans.
Just because we founded OnlyFans, Tinder, and all the major porn sites, Hollywood, Epstein, whatever, we're good people.
Everything they said about us.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's true. Tunnels, 9/11, surveillance.
According to the Talmud, Jesus is burning in feces.
Wow.
That's not satanic at all. Later tonight, we reveal the entire Epstein list. Bert, take it away.
Imagine siding with Jesus' murderers and calling yourself Judeo-Christian, right?
Yeah, not me. It's almost like their father is the devil or something.
Yeah.
My grandparents were in the pizza cost. Shut it down.
We're live.
Nobody said you weren't good people individually, but you know you guys don't belong in a healthy society. Just ask the rabbis.
Tosfot Yebamoth, 98a. If you eat with a Gentile, it is as if you have eaten with a dog. Here's a good one. Baba Kama 113a. Jews may use lies to circumvent a Gentile.
We may have done the whole Epstein thing, but I don't want to teach that because it would be antiseptic, you know? I'd rather teach them about the pizza cost and victimhood.
Our producers just informed me that we can't release the Epstein files in fear of a rise in anti-Semitism. They're always the good guys and such victims. Right, Randy?
Correct, Ching Chong, but my name is Randestein.
Well, that makes sense why they're always changing their last names. Wouldn't want us to know who funds the wars and open borders. Funny, we still call them our ally.
Good morning, America. As the great noticing dawns upon us, we want to know, can you really bake 6 million pizzas in 5 years?
I doubt it. Erica, take it away.
Chloe and Michael, good morning. To put that into perspective, that's over 3,000 pizzas a day, every single day. The question isn't just can they do it, but how?
We can't do it. It's impossible. How dare you even ask me to make 6 million pizzas? We don't even have a chimney.
Well, they really got their work cut out for them.
If I were them, I would just lie and say they did it.
Right. Let's go live to the manager.
Possible. There's only 505,000 pizzas in this whole country. You expect us to bake 6 million? No way.
We're live in the kitchen watching this crew frantically load pizzas into the ovens. This isn't possible.
They won't hit 6 million.
And even if they could, the Russian spot down the street did 62 million from 1917 to 1987.
We hear you're writing a diary about the pizzas. How's that going?
This isn't what it looks like.
Ooh, he might have been trying to forge that.
Right? I say just make it mandatory in every school and people will think it was real.
I heard they have enough red sauce to make like 271,000.
Not that.
My question is, how are they supposed to retrieve the pizzas from the ovens?
That makes sense. There's no ventilation.
How do they get their pizza? How do they get their pizzas out?
Just a weird pizza cost.
The only problem with this restaurant is they don't have a chimney, so it makes going into the kitchen and retrieving the pizzas a difficult task.
We're targeting military sites. We're targeting nuclear sites. We're targeting missile sites. They're targeting a hospital. In this hospital, their patients are immobile. They can't even move. President Trump will do what's best for America. I trust his judgment. He's a tremendous friend, a tremendous world leader, a tremendous friend of Israel and the Jewish people. And we will do what we have to do, and we are doing it. The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible. They're targeting a hospital. In this hospital, their patients are immobile. They can't even move.